Dr. Richard Lamanna. I'd like to comment on Peter Overby's piece regarding Crossroads GPS. Instead of concentrating on Crossroads GPS, you guys also need to illuminate and quantify the billions of dollars liberal PACs and unions donate towards campaigns. And also, while you're at it, why don't you mention the stats on IRS audits, the unproportionate number of conservative audits of 501c4s, the fact that 100% of the groups selected were conservative. Nothing controversial to see here. Not, quote, one smidgen of corruption, unquote.
My name is Mark Peretz. On air right now, Alan made a remark that the lobbying effort in Albany is extremely healthy. I would like to correct that and say, technically and actually speaking, it is a very unhealthy market. Thank you and have a great day.
Valerie Mittenberg from Cottekill, and I was listening to the roundtable, and I must say I am appalled and shocked at the lack of empathy displayed by Joe and Alan toward Monica Lewinsky. I wonder if either of them have had a daughter. Imagine a 20-year-old girl in that era, the vulnerability and the awestruck she must have felt at being with her powerful supervisor. Whether you condone or understand her actions with Bill Clinton or not, it was most inappropriate, despite her saying that it was consensual, took advantage of her.
This is Debbie Kroll from Fulton Ham, New York. I heard that Senator Chuck Schumer announced that New Yorkers want drilling for natural gas. Someone please tell Mr. Schumer we want fracking about as much as we want skin rashes, nosebleeds, lung cancer, brain tumors, earthquakes, tap water you can light with a match, and the greenhouse gas methane in the atmosphere. New Yorkers will not be lured by the promise of jobs if it means sacrificing the health of our families and our homeland for the fossil fuel industry's bottom line. What happened to the jobs that were promised by the rebuilding of our infrastructure or the green energy jobs that will help restore our planet?